Officials at the United Nations HIV/AIDS program say the world continues to lose an ugly battle to HIV/AIDS that shows no sign of letting up after 25 million people have died. Today, the UN AIDS officials released an exhaustive report cataloging the state of the 40 million people diagnosed with HIV or AIDS. Critics of the HIV/AIDS enterprise argue that the disease's test is unreliable and cite the over 30 medically documented conditions which will cause a positive reading. Christine Maggiore, author of What If Everything You Thought You Knew About AIDS Was Wrong, points out that studies like this UN AIDS study overestimate the number of verifiable cases of HIV.
Last month, the Washington Post published an investigation headlined How AIDS in Africa Was Overstated, and pointed out the inaccurate assessments of HIV by UNAIDS, saying they had, quote, skewed years of policy judgments and decisions on where to spend precious health care dollars. In India, which has been estimated by UNAIDS to have one of the most pressing AIDS epidemic, the situation is similar. The numbers do not add up, and recently, a proposed red ribbon campaign that was supposed to take place through the National Rail Network has been abandoned following a protest by more than 1,500 HIV positives who, in front of television cameras, tore up a 6-foot red ribbon, cutting to pieces a symbol that they said was oppressive and patronizing. The actual numbers in India, according to their own government statistics, show a cumulative figure of 1,100 deaths from AIDS in India when UNAIDS published a figure of 310,000 deaths in India in 1999 alone. And these figures have been publicly challenged by AIDS organizations in India who feel that the country and the people who live there are being unnecessarily stigmatized. Recently in Cambodia, the United States wanted to come in with a vaccine trial to be used among sex workers. Sex workers there protested and said, "We don't trust you. You have sex workers in your own country. Use them for your vaccine trial." And these vaccine trials can be very misguided. They wanted to use them among the children of sex workers to see if they ever then developed AIDS, which is a very long study, giving them to children and seeing what will come about in 10, 20, 30 years. Many people are questioning the medicalization of poverty around the country in these areas where people have so little, and asking whether what we're giving them is really what they need and what's in their best interest. I think it's become quite popular to assume that anywhere where people aren't agreeing to the idea that AIDS is an increasing problem and who are questioning the tactics of the pharmaceutical industry and the U.S. government's interventions, we hear the word denial tossed around. But in fact, if you look closely at the actual numbers and what's actually going on in these countries, you have to stop and wonder who is in denial.
That was Christine Maggiore, author of What If Everything You Thought You Knew About AIDS Was Wrong.